Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, to please everyone,
yes,
impossible.
Right.
To tick everyone off,
oh, yeah.
Piece of cake. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. Here we go. I think, let's see, I believe Karen Buchanan sent us these. She says, I hear this, you guys, the beginning of your show every week, so I thought about you with these.
Oh, well.
And sent,
bless her
and
heart.
Sent these along. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. When one door closes and another one opens, you're probably in prison.
Yes, you probably are.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah,
right. To me, drink responsibly means do not spill.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Don't
right.
be spilling
yeah.
that.
Yeah, age 60 might be the new 40, but 9 p.m. is the new midnight.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
8:30.
I was going to say, it could go earlier.
It does for me, yeah. It's the start of a brand new day. I'm off like a herd of turtles. Off like a turd of hurdles.
Turd of hurdles.
Yeah, that's yes. right. The older I get, the earlier it gets late.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I say the other day, I could be referring to any time between yesterday and 15 years ago.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, so the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, right. This happened. Yes. Uh-huh.
I remember being able to get up without making sound effects.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I had my patience tested.
Yes.
I'm negative.
All right.
Yeah, have no patience.
No patience.
No patience.
Negative
yeah.
on the
negative,
patience.
Negative, yep. Remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
I think that's a true statement.
I think there's truth in that statement.
Yeah. If you're sitting in public and a stranger takes the seat next to you, just stare straight ahead and say, did you bring the money?
Yeah, I got to try that one.
I me too.
Did you bring it?
Yeah, bring it. Yeah. When you, no, actually, you just look straight forward and you say, can you see me?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you ask me
uh-huh.
what I am doing today and I say nothing, it does not mean that I'm free. It means I am doing nothing.
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 I'm so, not helping you.
So don't
you.
Ask me to come help you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I finally got 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 3 days, but hey, whatever.
You got it done.
Take it when it comes. Yep, that's right. I run like the winded. Yeah. Uh-huh. I hate when a couple argues in public, and I miss the beginning, and I don't know whose side
I'm
on.
Yeah, who do I, which
right.
side do I...
Who am I backing
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
When someone asks what I did over the weekend, I squint, and I ask, why? What did you hear?
Yeah,
tell me. When you do squats, are your knees supposed to sound like a goat chewing on an aluminum can stuffed with celery?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
That's
just,
normal.
Just asking, asking for a friend.
Who does squats?
Yeah, right. Dude, if I do a squat, I don't get back up. I don't mean to interrupt people. I just randomly remember things and get really excited.
Well, and if I don't mention it now, I'll forget it again.
Right. Yeah. In the middle of a conversation.
Yeah
true. When I ask for directions, please do not use words like east.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Don't bother walking a mile in my shoes.
Okay.
That would be boring. Spend 30 seconds in my head. That'll freak you right out.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, got a great show coming at us this
week. Oh, goody.
Ian Tyson is riding along with us. Our good buddy Deacon Dub, he has some poetry. Sons of the San Joaquin, Sons of the Pioneers, Gene Prescott. But we're going to start with Craig Chambers. Yeah, I'm going to town.
comb my hair, I put a clean shirt on. It's way too lonesome here since you've been gone. The birds and the bees are shaking, the trees talking politics. Fox and hound are hanging around, living it up in the sticks. So I'm going to town. It's a Saturday night, I'm over you now, no slowing me down, I'm going to town. Sleep in my easy chair, I didn't wake up until dawn. Looked out the window and told myself, hey man, this ain't where I belong. The cows in the corner got the bull by the horns and led him back into the barn. I'm telling myself that I'm through missing you, I got to get on with this farm. So I'm going to town. It's a Saturday night, I'm over you now, no slowing me down, I'm going to town. Can't take another minute wondering what I'm doing here. There's a place on the horizon where the lights are shining bright. I'm packing up my pickup and I'm going there tonight. Yeah, I'm going to town. It's a Saturday night, I'm over you now, no slowing me down, I'm going to town. Yeah, I'm going to town. It's a Saturday night, I'm over you now, no slowing me down, I'm going to town.
Like going to town.
Ooh, yeah.
Good stuff there from Craig Chambers.
Absolutely.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Sure glad you're riding along with us, mm-hmm. folks. Yeah, now I get it.
I think I
understand.
There are a few things that now I think I figured it out.
You know, me too.
But then they changed the rules.
Well, I think that's the way it is with marriage, isn't it?
Oh, well, of course.
If you think you've got marriage figured out,
ha!
I know the other sex says, quick, they figured it out, let's change the rules.
Change the rules, yeah. Yes. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Or we change the rules. But it's okay for us to change
okay.
the rules.
That's okay when we change them.
That's okay, yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, or make them up as we go.
Well, things change. things evolve, right?
Well, the reason I thought of this was I was looking at some old-timey photos.
Yeah.
And all the cowboys had kidney belts on, you know?
Now I understand.
And why would they want to put some garb on it to sweat through?
Right.
They rode some rank horses.
Nasty horses. So they didn't start horses as early as we do now.
No, they were full grown.
They were 5 and 6 year mm-hmm. old and had never been touched.
Right.
So when they say breaking a horse, I mean, that was it back
then. That was it, yeah.
They wore kidney belts. They also wore gauntlets.
And gauntlets. Yeah. And, yeah.
And garters to hold their sleeves up.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they didn't have custom fit shirts back then.
That's what I always wondered. wondered, what's the deal with the garters to hold your sleeves up? Okay, I get it.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand now.
Well, and then all the silver on everybody's saddles, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
That's how they carried their pay.
It was their bank.
Yeah, that's their bank.
There was no bank account to make a deposit or a withdrawal. If you needed the money, you had a silver concho on your saddle.
On your saddle.
I also heard that when they were loading their six shooters.
Right.
All right. They'd put five beans in the wheel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which makes sense.
Right.
And they would put the hammer down on the empty cylinder. Well, that makes sense. And I knew all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't know is sometimes they would roll up a $5 bill and stuff it inside that in case things went wrong in a gunfight.
Yeah.
They had some money to bury them.
Yeah. Here's my burial.
Fee.
Exactly.
So maybe the same deal with the silver on your saddle.
Well, that too, and you know, the silver spurs,
sure,
the bridles, the rein, you know.
Oh yeah, that was their bank.
That's
account.
Their bank. Yeah,
yeah. That's a true statement. You know, those big high cantled bear trap saddles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
14-inch.
14-inch.
Okay.
That don't fit.
That I can just get one butt cheek in.
Exactly.
But now I understand.
I get it.
All right. They were cowboys. They were long. They were lean.
Mm-hmm.
They rode everywhere they went. They rode a bear trap because they didn't want to have to walk.
No. If you lost your rig and there went your bank account.
There goes your horse. There goes your saddle. There goes your bank account. That's it exactly. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
And that's why they had to wear kidney belts.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial. And when we come back, Gene Prescott's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.